Well, it was terrific news when we got in this morning and woke up. First thing, check how the Boomers go. And what about that? 82-70, which was sort of expected, you know, and hoping that the Boomers would win and march on to the semi-finals. But the big one, the big shock coming out of China in the World Cup is the fact the United States of America got bumped out by the French. Brad Rosen. Well, don't worry about go those Kings. Go those Boomers.
Yeah.
Go those Boomers, TJ. How are we, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. This is good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, this is unbelievable. Australia now 6-0 since they started the competition. Haven't lost the game. That's a record in itself for Australian Boomers. And as you said, they beat the Czech Republic. Should have won, but Czech Republic did really well. And they kept that game really tight. Paddy Mills was, again, phenomenal. And we get through now and we play on Friday night in Beijing. We got to play now Spain, which I thought was a bit of a shock. I thought Serbia would get through there, but we've got to play Spain, who ironically is the team we lost to by two in the 2006 Olympic Games, 2016 Olympic Games, in pretty dismal circumstances where we got a pretty dud call. So redemption is the word today.
What about the contributions? We've heard about Paddy Mills and what he's done. Aaron Baines, Joe Ingles, Andrew Bogut's been good. I think one of the things that impresses everyone with this Aussie side, Brad, is that the contributions are coming from everywhere. Is that right?
100%, mate. That's 100%. The guys, I mean, you're talking those players alone have earned probably, you know, $500 million between them. So we're world class when you talk those players. But I've been loving the contribution by the NBL guys as well. You know, I put Mitch Creek in that category. He's been phenomenal giving it on the defensive end. Chris Golding was outstanding again last night, hitting big threes.
Yeah.
They've been unbelievable. Nicholas Kay, who obviously was from Wollongong, but now plays in Perth. He's just been, you know, not big points, not big rebounds, but just doing such a good job for them. So all in all, they go 8-9 deep and all of them have been playing phenomenal. It's been such a team effort. And, of course, it has to be when you're 6-0 in a World Cup.
The United States of America, I mean, they'll carry on. You know, this isn't our best side. Our superstars are all back at home and blah, 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 blah. But they'd be expecting to be winning.
Yeah, don't want to hear it, TJ. I agree with you, mate. Stuff that you guys want to bring out. You say it's your second-string team. You won't be doing that again then. Look, this team, whilst it's not their top team when you talk about LeBron's and you know, all Kevin Durant, who's obviously injured and all this, like, they still bought a team that's worth $1 billion. Let's not sugarcoat that.
Yes.
They're all NBA players. They can all play. We've got, you know, five NBA players in the Boomers. Well, they got 10. So let's not turn around and think these guys aren't primitive. You know, they're very, very good players. They've just got beaten, and they will be shocked. The best they can do now is fit. So they are gone. There's no way they can make a medal. I thought France was phenomenal last night in the win. They played really well, and ironically, Australia beat them 2 days prior to that. So
yes.
We are just in such good shape. It's really exciting. No matter what happens, we're playing for a medal. But let's be on Sunday night in Beijing, we're playing for that beautiful colour of gold.
Yeah, I don't know whether, we were talking about it earlier, I don't know, does it have an impact on young basketballers in Australia? Because they, I mean, it's already a huge sport at the grassroots level. They've already got these stars that they can follow in the NBA. Does it have much of an impact there, Brad?
Oh, look, I think just the exposure that we're getting now. I mean, all media outlets and, you know, as you know, I do a lot in the media and you know, getting a lot more calls. Hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And stuff. So on that side of the thing, I think it's being just a lot more talked about. As far as the grassroots, that's been huge.
Yeah.
There's like you guys said, there's nothing really more that you can do. You know, there's not enough courts. I know, you know, there's courts here in Australia.
No, that's true.
And that's probably what should be going on. Teams are getting turned away on competitions because there's not enough courts. So that's the thing that should be spoken about for the juniors, and that's a shame. But I think it's the momentum now. Hopefully this will lead into what is going to be an unbelievable NBL season. I mean, you know, Lamelo Ball is this, you know, he sent his son down here, so that's going to be great. And the Ball kid's going to be fantastic in Wollongong. You've got RJ Hampton, New Zealand. The Kings now picked up Casper Ware, so Perth are going to try and get their back-to-back again. So I just feel that the momentum that it takes into an NBL season will probably be noticeable more for the NBL in itself. But as far as grassroots, it's massive.
Can they beat Spain?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can beat Spain. Look, they can win the gold. There is absolutely no doubt about that. They can easily, when I say easily win the gold, they're 80 minutes away from it, obviously two games. But they can definitely beat Spain and they can definitely beat, well, whether it be France or Argentina after that. There is no doubt. We are right there for a great shot of gold medal.
So we're third favourites overall, but that's okay. That doesn't matter. And the French would probably beat Argentina, won't they?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't have thought Argentina did what they did too as well to get Serbia. So, I mean, you know, anything is possible. I think all four teams on their day can win. I just feel Australia have got such a great balance. I've never, ever seen Paddy Mills so dominant. I mean, I love the guy. He's been dominant his whole career, but he is just so clutch. He hit a big three with about a minute and a bit to go in the game last night. And the one thing that he's just so noticeable is he's our closer. He can just get it done when we need a score. And then you've got Joe Ingles, you know, being the maestro out there, Dellavedova diving on every loose ball. Andrew Bogut has been unbelievable this series. So it's just so phenomenal. I'm so excited for those guys. They put a task to themselves about, you know, a year or two ago and said, we're winning gold. That's what we're coming here for. We're not going for a medal. We're winning gold. And I'll tell you what, they're 80 minutes away from doing what they want to do.
Go those Boomers.
Go those Boomers.
Go those Boomers. Good on you.
Well, good on you, Brad.
Thank you for that.
Can't wait. Beijing Friday night. Go the Boomers.